Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Meir Simcha ben Leah, who was named after the Or Sameach. So, he's a chavrus of mine, a very beloved friend. So he should have a schus and his Rabbitson family. It says in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Emor, on the pasuk v'kidashto, you should sanctify him ki eslechem elokechu makriv kadosh yielach ki kadosh ani Hashem mikadishchem. Says the Heilige Meshech Chachma v'kidashto b'shulchan aruch simin kuf chavches yeuyein. Sham asur l'shtamish b'koin chulei im lo mochel al ze. You're not allowed to use a kohen unless he's mochel. Ayinu turei zav, amagin avram, bagos memoni, ochas avadim. V'agra kosel al zeh delo kerambam mitzis esei. Shetzivanu lechavet zera aron lefarim lenasim. Afili imanu lo nishmal. And the gra says that this shita, this halacha, that you have, that the kohen is allowed to be mochel and is covered, is delo kerambam, not like the shita of the Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, that we're commanded to be mechabed zera aron, to be mefire them, to glorify them, to elevate them, even if afili imanu, even if they refuse, lo nishmal lehem, we're not going to listen. Sorry, Charlie, you want to be mochel, you're covered, Reb Kohen, we're not going to let you. Zekula gedula lekel yisrael, there's all greatness for God, how can they be mochel and a kadosh baruch hu? It's covered. V'amro, etc. V'kidashto ki eslechem elokecho ba'perish v'kidashto l'chol davar. Should be mekadishim for every matter. V'loshen sifra v'kidashto ba'al korcho. Lomar ki zeh nitzdavenu bo v'enu b'b'chiras kohen. Even against his will, says the sifra, it's not the choice of the kohen. Ad kan. V'vyu achorin rayos el zeh l'daitam hach v'kidashto depanu. Hainu she'asur b'su rekehuna v'imroitze lisan amutsuvim al zeh. Ulam divra abenu mefurashim mitoysefta de Sanhedrin, perik dalid, koin gabi koin gadol, vimrotza lirchot simacher, my rishus biyadar, rabbi doimer, afimrotza lirchot simacher, min shermla, mishrinar vikidasht, about korchor, I'm a furish, dein biyadar limchol kedusha, soy kumashkas of rabenu. So some people hold that sifra is not talking about that it's not bibchiras kohen, is talking about isure kahuna, that he can't be mochel as kahuna and say that I'm going to now marry a grusha. So we're commanded, like it says in the Gemara, but Yevamos Peches Lamed Beis, the Panu, that we force him. You don't let him marry a korsim, not to marry a surei kahuna. And if he wants to, we're mitzuveh. So it's not talking about him being mochel his kavod. It's talking about being mochel his kahuna to marry in a surei kahuna. Not like the Rambam, not a raya for the Rambam, but there is a raya from the Rambam from a tosefta gabe kohen gadol. Imratz alirchos imecherim marishus biyado. If he wants to wash with others, he's allowed to. Rabbi just says, no, we don't listen to him because that part of his Kedusha is even Baal Korcho. He's not allowed to be Mochel, and that is like the Rambam. So we read that very quickly. Now we're going to go into a little bit more depth. The Meshech Chachma here intends to bring a Mokar L'shitas HaRambam, who paskins that a Kohen can't be Mochel and covered Kuhuna the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chavches. Memhei paskins the Ramah, like the Agos Mordechi and Gittin, that a Kohen, in the name of Rabbeinu Peter, the famous Peter, that a Kohen could be mochel on kavod kuhunaso. And therefore, for this reason, a Kohen poured water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam, and he wasn't choshesh for kavod kuhunaso, since the Kohen was mochel on his kavod. Frek, the Taz there in Tzif Kotten Lamed Tes, from that it says, Nivamas Minayim Lo Ratzu de Panu Tamad Loimar Bikidash to Baal Korcho. How do we know that if he was Makadesh Umun is Asir and he's Mochel and Kot Kahuna, that we are forced to remove him from her? Lefano Isom Imenu Tamad Loimar Bikidash to was even Baal Korcho. So you see, says the Taz, that it's Baal Korcho, that he can't be Mochel. Answers the Taz, no. That a surei kahuna that are mefurish in the Torah, the kohen can't be mochel. But kavod kahuna, which is nisht mefurish in the Torah, that a kohen can be mochel. The Torah says, "V'derech klal, you have to be makadish v'kidashta l'chol davar v'kedusha l'varich rishon l'talmana yafar rishon l'varich rishon." The kohen can be mochel on his kavod, that he's not going to be the mezamin, he's not going to take the first portion. That he can be mochel on, but his surei kahuna, that's mefurish in the Torah, that he cannot be Mochelan. explains the Torah Zav why, since it's Nichalei Limchol Al Kavodo, because he is a Tovas Hanah, like he wants to be Mishamish and Adam Gadol, the Torah wasn't Mechayiv him on Kavod Kain, only if it's Nichalei. But if it's Nichalei Shalal Chavdo, a man's will is his honor. He could be Mochel. Ma'ashen came with Mefurish in the Torah list, so that he can't be Mochel. If it's about his Kavod, his own Hanah, the Kohen's Hanah, he says, I have a greater Hanah when I am Mishamish this Adam Gadol. So he can be Mochel on his Kavod. But when it comes to what the Torah says explicitly, it's not about his Kavod anymore. The Torah says, Mefurish, he's not allowed to marry a Grusha, sorry. He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. But if he wants to be Mochel on his Kavod for the sake of his Kavod, that's what he wants, then he's allowed to. And Lefizah, the Mataz is Mechadesh, that if a Kohen doesn't have Hanah from something, he's not allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. He's only allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod if it brings him Kavod. The Magen Avraham argues, he says another reason why Kohen can be Mochel on his Kavod if it's not Mefurish in the Torah, because B'Kavod Kohen is Shelahem, and he can be Mochel, Masha'en Kain. What the Torah asks her to be Mefurish is not Shelahem. And according to the Magen Avraham, even if the Kohen doesn't have Hanah, he can still be Mochel because the Kavod is his. It goes, Maimoni writes on the Rambam that a Kohen can be an Eved Ivri, that it's Muchach that a Kohen can be Mochel on his Kavod. And he proves in, from a number of places in Shas that they were Matir to be Mishamesh be Kohen. The Gra in Orachaim and his Biur writes that the Shita of the Ramah, the name of the Mordechi, that a Kohen can be Mochel on Kavod Kahuna, is not like the Shita of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who paskins that even on Kavod Kahuna the Kohen can't be Mochel. And he explains that Vikidashto Baal Karchoi is Afilu al Dvarim Shel Kivodo, like we see from the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, that even on Kavod Kahuna Stami can't be Mochel. And that it says in the Sifra, Vikidashto is Baal Karcho, that's even Dvarim Sheinam before Hashem B'Torah Stam Kivodo. So again, the Sheet of the Rambam says the Gra, it's pretty explicit in the Rambam, is that a Kohen cannot be Mochel on his Kavod. Afili Yamanu Osolo Nishmalo, even on his Kavod. It says Shetzivanu L'chabit Zera Aaron, even if he refuses, we still have to be Mechabit him. The Achronim bring Rayas for the Sheet of the Ramah. But that it says in Yevamos that Baal Karcho is only Isurei Torah Mefurashim, like marrying a woman that's Asurim, but Kvodo Stam, that you're not Kofeh. So we have to learn, we have to understand Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that he's not even allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. Achronim saying for the Ramban that the sources that tell us that the Kohen's not allowed to be Mochel, it's only those that are Isurim that are Mefurashim in the Torah, like Isurei Chasnas. When it comes to his Kavod, that he is allowed to be Mochel, but how's the Rambam going to learn? The Rambam learns even his Kavod he's not allowed to be Mochel on. And what is he going to do with those sources in the Shas that they prove that a Kohen's allowed to be, that people were Mishamish B'Kohen? Says the Meshech Chochma with his great Bekiyas, that it's a Mefurish, a Tosefta and Sanhedrin. In the printed versions, it's Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. It's a mistake. It says in the Perek Gimel, it's really in Perek Dalet, that a Kohen Gadol means that his brother is a Kohen Gadol Me'echav, Shiyu Ko'echav HaKohanim Me'ongam Bo'gedula, and he's called a Kohen Gadol, that the other Kohanim have to be Megadol him, they have to show him his Cheshivas, and if they want to wash with him, or should be other, Rav Yehuda says no. Ratzel Lenin B'Zoyin Batzel, Ain Shomen Lo Shenemer V'Kidashto Al Karchos. V'Kidashto Al Karcho means that he's not allowed to be Mochel and is covered, and that is the source of the Rambam. A Tosefta that holds that the Kohen is not allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. Vim Tishal, says the Heilig HaMeshech Chachma. Now he's going to say that according to what he said, that the Rambam paskins a Kohen can't be Mochel on his Kavod, even Dvarim Sheinam Mefurashim B'Torah, he paskins like the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, like Rabbi Yehuda, since Chachamim hold that the Kohen is allowed to bathe with others, mashmi, he's allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. So then why is the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But that doesn't stem with the Rambam and Klei Mikdash, that a Kohen Gadol can wash with others. If your Rambam already wants to pass like the Yachad, like Rabbi Yehuda, then how does that stem with what the Rambam writes in Klei Mikdash, that based on this very Tosefta, he passes like the Rabbanan, that a Kohen is not allowed to wash with others? Kohen Gadol has to be noy covered by atzma when he can't allow other people to see him bathing. But if he wants to bathe with others, then he's allowed to. So, kumtois that the piskei Rambam says from zeze v'mtisha madua pasuk Rabbeinu Taman deim ratzel lerchot emechem rishus biyada k'rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. How does the Rambam going to explain that? And one of the Rambam says that he's not allowed to be mochel on his covered like Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda's source is the Rambam, is the Tosefta. And the Tosefta is talking about the Kohen Gadol washing with others, where Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to, and Rabbanan say he is, and yet the Rambam paskins like Rabbanan. So the Rambam is Soser himself. He paskins like Rabbanan that he can wash with others. He's allowed to be mochel on his covered. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, he's not allowed to be mochel on his covered. You can't have it both ways. And for the Meshech Chochma Zelav Midi, Adu Rabbanan pliya le Rabbi Yehuda b'hach v'kidash to b'akorcha rak b'koin gadol b'tosfos kedusha shenong imbo shesena b'chal v'kidash to rak nidush v'akoin gadol me'echav v'yetar ha'parashel zeh sarvi sh'yachol limcho avo b'mash koin hed yod kadosh yoyser mizar lo yimotzi mochil v'Rabbi Yehuda sarvi degam b'ma sh'koin gadol kadosh yoyser mikoin hed yod lo yimotzi mochil al kedushaso v'afilu lirchotz im kohanim hediotim eino Rashoi. Answers the Meshech Chochma that Be'emes, the argument between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is not about the Kedusha of a Kohen Hediot, whether he can be Mochel on his Kavod. The Chacham and Ramo did a Rabbi Yehuda that V'kidash to his Baal Korcho. It has to be. He's not going to be Mochel on his Kavod. So what tak is the Machlokes? If we can learn from Din Kohen Hedyot to the Din of Kohen Gadol that just like a Kohen Hedyot can't be Mochel on his covered, so to a Kohen Gadol Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like a Kohen Hedyot can't be Mochel on his covered, Kidashto is Baal Korcho, the same applies to a Kohen Gadol, that even though it doesn't say by a Kohen Gadol the Kidashto, we learn from a Kohen Hedyot, but the Chachamim argue and they say no, only a Kohen Hedyot can't be Mochel on his covered because the Kidashto it says about a Kohen Hedyot, but a Kohen Gadol where it doesn't say the Kidashto, he may be mochel, he is allowed to be mochel on his kavod, which is a special kavod for the Kohen Gadol. That a Kohen Gadol is now that are washed with other people is a din miyuchad b'chvod, which Kohen Gadol is like a melech. And if it's kavod, that's miyuchad the Kohen Gadol, and not knowing b'kohen hediot, there's a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, if a Kohen Gadol could be mochel on his kavod. Chumim say he can be mochel on his kavod, and therefore if he wants he can wash with others. Rabbi Yehuda argues, but this is this lashon is muchach that lab dafka to wash with kohanim adiotim ifilim shara, because the union of the kavod is they shouldn't see him bathing, and that's a kavod miyuchad that's only b'kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kohen gadol cannot be mochel on the kavod that's miyuchad from, and therefore he's not even allowed to wash with kohanim adiotim. So it comes out then that really we paskin like the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. A Kohen Hediot is never allowed to be mochel on his kavod. But we're talking here about the special kavod of a Kohen Gadol. Is a Kohen Gadol allowed to be mochel on a special kavod? Do you learn Kohen Hediot from Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yehuda says that you do. Right, do we learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hediot? Rabbi Yehuda says that we do, and therefore even the Kohen Hediot may not be mochel on his. Even the Kohen Gadol may not be mochel on his kavod. And the rabbis say that we don't learn, and therefore a Kohen Gadol may be mochel on this special kavod of a Kohen Gadol. But other types of kavod that relate to a Kohen Hediot, everybody learns, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no such thing as mechila. And this whole argument is just, can you learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot? Continues the Meshech Chachma V'Nira de Rabbi Yehuda Savar, the Alfina Kedushas Kohen Gadol mi Kedushas Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Yehuda learns that you learn the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol from Kedusha Kohen Hedyot, and he can't be mochel on either. He goes b'shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Harius Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Lo Tzarech Krash Kohen Gadol Muzra B'Suluk Shubal Mum. You don't need a pasuk that a Kohen Gadol is Muzharana B'Sulu when he's a Bal Mum. That we learn from a Kohen Hedyot. V'chsiva Hayu Kodesh Av K'shem Bali Mum and Kedor Mataris Kohen and Ma'is Lovas and Hedjun and Aleph Yuein Sham Mecham Sfir Luk Rabbi Akiva B'Harius Sham The Tzarech Krash Shubal Mum V'lo Yalef Mekedushas Kohen Hedyot. So after we learn that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot, the Meshech Chachma comes to explain what's the Sharash HaMachlokas. So the Omaka Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is, can you learn the Dinei Kedushas Kohen Gadol that it's written in the Parsha from a Kohen Hedyot? Chachamim say that Dinei Kedushas Kohen Gadol you can't learn from Keduka from Kohen Hedyot. And therefore, Din Mechilal Kavodo, you can't learn from Kohen Hedyot, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can. And there's a machlokas like this in Harius Yud Beis Amid Beis. It says in the Sifra, V'hayu Kodesh L'Rabos Baalei Mumin. This pasuk is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So you see that a Kohen Hedyot, who's a Baal Mum, is still holy, and he's not allowed to marry a Zona and a Chalala. That's what the pasuk is talking about. And there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and Harius, if you need a pasuk to teach, that a Kohen Gadol, Baal Mum, is Muzhar ala Besula. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't need a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says you need a pasuk. And he learns from the pasuk, Vuhu b'isha b'psula yikach. And we have to understand, why does Rabbi Shmuel not need a pasuk? So we have to say that he learns from Kohen Hedyot. That's just like a Kohen Hedyot, who has a Baal Mum, retains his holiness, l'nin grusha zon and chalala. So to a Kohen Gadol, retains his holiness, that he's not allowed to marry a Besula. So Rabbi Shmuel is learning Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot, and therefore you need a special pasuk for Kohen Gadol. So you see that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether you can learn Kedushas Kohen Gadol from Kedushas Kohen Hedyot. And that's the Sharash and machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda and the Tosefta with respect to Viki Dashto. Can you learn from a Kohen Gadol to a Kohen Hedyot? So that beautifully explains the Tosefta, and that Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can learn Kedushas Kohen Gadol from Kedushas Kohen Hedyot, like Rabbi Ishmael, who doesn't need a pasuk, and the Chachamim are like Rabbi Akiva, and Taka we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Halachik Rabbi Akiva mechavero. We have a raya. We have a raya for this, that we can learn one from the other. V'chein ha-mefarish b'nedarim v'litol mana yafeh b'lechem ha-panim pireish da-kohen gadol koi. When it says that you have mekadesh, the kohen, it says litol mana yafeh. V'kidashto l'chol dover shebekdusha l'ftoach rishon l'varach rishon l'litol mana yafeh rishon. So bishlem, I understand l'ftoach rishon, he gets the first aliyah. L'varach rishon, he's mizamein. What does it mean, l'litol mana yafeh rishon? Can't be the first portion of food. That's not an inyan of kedusha. No, some people do hold that way. The mefarish in the Darm says l'litol mana yafeh rishon k'shecholik imechav ha-kohanim b'lechem ha-panim. Alechem ha-panim was eaten only to the Kohanim. What do you mean? Kecholek imechav kohanim belechem apanim. Lechem apanim was only eaten by the Kohanim. So, what do you mean they're getting first? They're getting first before who? So we have to say that the Mefarish says, kecholek imechav kohanim belechem apanim, it means the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is getting first. Now this is Rabbi Yishma, Tanu Debei Rabbi Yishmael. And Tanu Debei Rabbi Yishmael learns this Yemita Yoani Afer Rishon from the word Vikidashto. which is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So you see that Rabbi Yishmael holds that we learn the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol from the Vikidashto of a Kohen Hedyot. And he is Lashitaso in Harius. Just like in Harius, Rabbi Yishmael holds that you don't need a pasuk, that a Kohen Gadol is Musar ala Basula. Kishuhu Baal Mum, because he retains his Kedusha. Why? Because we learn from Kohen Hedyot, who also retains his Kedusha when he's a Baal Mum. That apparently is Rabbi Yishmael's reason, that you're learning Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot, and that's why you don't need a pasuk that a Kohen Gadol is still holy even though he has a Mum. And a Raya is from Nedarim, that in Nedarim we learn from Vikidashto that you're Mechabi the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes first. So you see that Rabbi Yishmael holds that you can learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot. V'zeh Barur, says the Meshech Chachma, K'mo shekasav aturei zav the Kohen sheyatzak mayim l'Rabbeinu Tam Zohi Kedushaso V'kal v'chomer in b'mos rabo batla kedusha kol shekein b'chayev shel Rabbeinu Yaakov. Even the Chachamim in the Tosefta who hold that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mocha and is Kedusha, like we said, that everybody holds that, we said, Rath Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold, according to the way the Rambam is learning, that a Kohen cannot be mocha and is Kedusha. So then, how do you explain this inyan of Rabbeinu Tam allowing the Talmud to pour water on his hands? And the answer is, that's stam. When a stam person is mishtamish b'kohen, that we don't allow that. But if you're mishamish, but if he's mishamish is Rebbe, that we allow. That's not mechalis kedusha. So Meshech Chachma comes to explain why, how the Rambam is going to deal with the Talmud pouring water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands. The answer is, being Mishamish Rebbe is a completely different Zach. Like the Taz writes, V'ahu koin shel tzikmayim Rabbeinu Tam v'adai hava nichalei shezachal l'sharis b'kodesh v'zo hi kedushaso. That's his Kedusha. Not like the Magen Avram, who says that the Kedusha's coin is his and he can be mochel. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. But the Iker is like the Rabbeinu Taz, like the Taz, that the Kedusha's Kohen is not Shelo. It's not his to be Mochel. Just where the Kohen has a Toelis. Like, for example, that Talmud who poured water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands, that's his Kedusha. It's no Chilul Kedusha. And according to this, that the Ramah says, and our Chaim, in the name of the Mordechai, that a Kohen can be Mochel, that's if he has some sort of Toelis. Here the Toelis is, he's Mishamish, his Rebbe. And the Meshech Chachma proves this from a Gemara in Ksubis. B'kal b'chomer, b'mos rabo batla kedusha, kol shekein b'chayim shel Rabbeinu Yaakov. What's this Gemara? This Gemara is, it says in Ksubis, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, b'yom shemes Rebbe, Batla Kedusha. Tosfos says, "Harav Reb Chaim Akoin Omer El Mol Yisik Shenifter Rabbeinu Tam Yisim Etamei Lo Dahi Batla Kedusha Kamar Hachai No Kedushas Kahuna Chayin Muchim Mitkamar Oso Yom Mashmos Yom Dafka V'Sulo." Ubehedi Amar Biushalmi. This is all Tosfos. The Meseches Brachos, the Kishmes Rebbe, Am Rein Kuna Hayom. Veinir Le Rebbe, Kimadum Le Rebbe, the Hasamairi, Bituma Beis Apras, the Rabbanan, about Tuma Darais Allah. So, according to one opinion in Tosfos, even Tuma Darais is Batal when the Rebbe was Nifter. According to another opinion in Tosfos, Tuma Darabbanan was Batal. So that's after the Rebbe dies. So if after the Rebbe dies, certainly when the Rebbe is alive, it could be Mishamishim. And what about the Raya of the Ghost Maimonius? But the Rambam says that an Eved Ivri Kohen isn't Nirtza. Because he becomes a Baal Mum. And it says, Ve'el Mishpachto, he has to be able to return to his family. And if he becomes a Baal Mum, he can't. He has to remain, keep his Cheskes Kahuna. So the Ghost Maimonio says, what do you mean, a coin, Eved Ivri, Nirtza, not Nirtza? What's the discussion? How did he become an Eved? Oh! It must be, you could be Mochel. Kasha and the Rambam. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Ubevade de Beisdin Motzi Limkor also Begnevasa L'Shalim L'Balabayis. Beisdin can sell him to pay for the Balabayis. In other words, this isn't Chilul Kedusha. This is part of his payment. That's the Torah's Mechayiv. It's not Mitam Mechila. Mitam Tashlam. And there's a raya that it's not mitin mechila, because like he says, Rabba Moser lo Shivcha. The Maskanas HaGemara, it's even according to Shmuel. Everybody holds that his master is allowed to give a coin a shivcha. What about Chilul Kedushaso? So Gemara in Kedusha Chafal Fam Beis, Ve'ech Shaych Mechila. Your Mechala is Kedusha. What do you mean? How could he be Mochel by taking a shivcha? He said that doesn't work. And the answer is it's a special din. A special din that you can sell him as an Eved. That's part of his Tashlam. And part of that deal is that he also gets a shivcha. But normally mechila isn't allowed. V'chol zabar v'siyata d'shmai v'chein asa Rav Shem Bar Abba Shei Koin l'Rav Yochanan siyat Talmud serving his Rebbe. Another case brings Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches. Abai was a Koin serving Rav Yosef and also Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin. So it brings a number of sources that from Ksubas Chav Gimel Amad Aleph and Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amad Aleph and Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin that Talmidim can serve their Rebbe. So now we have Radocha any Rai is a goodly Rai is brought against the Rambam. That's you see Kohanim who are Mochel and their Kavod. No, that's to serve their Rebbe. And the Rai from Eved Ivri, how's he an Eved? That's a din of Tashlam. That's how he pays back the Geneva he stole. He has to work it back. For Nimkar B'Genevaso. So this was a very, very masterful Meshech Chachma. Many, many Havrakas in this Meshech Chachma. It's a Chiddush Agabe Chiddush. From the Meshech Chachma, explaining the Sharish of the Machlokes, whether coins allowed to be Mochel and is covered or not. The Rambam learns it from a Tosefta. That he's not allowed to. That everybody holds that he's not allowed to. The only shal is you learn Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hedyot. Can a Kohen Gadol be Mochel on his special covered? But everybody holds a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to be Mochel on his covered. And the Shita that argues the Rambam learns that he's only not allowed to be Mochel on his Isurei Chitun. But on his covered he's allowed to, either because the covered is his, like the Magen Avram learns, or he gets some Hana from it, he gets his own benefit, like the Taz learns. And we saw Rabbi Shmuel l'shitaso, that he learns Kohen Gadol from Kohen Hediot, and therefore he's Musar al Basul Baal Mum, he retains his Kedusha, even though he's a Baal Mum like a Kohen Hediot. And that's like Rabbi Yishmael, that by Lechem Apanim, you have to give the Kohen Gadol special kavod. He learns from Vikidashto. So you see that he learns that giving the kavod to the Kohen Gadol from the Kohen Hediot. And we explained why the Talmud could pour water on Rabbeinu Tam's hands. And he brought a kal v'chomer from, if your Rebbe's dead, there's no Kedusha, you could become Talmidim either Darabbanan or Daraisa. Certainly B'chayev. And he says, what about the Talmud who asked the Kasha? But also Talmud Shiksha, maybe he didn't realize. He didn't realize that it's okay. And what about the Kohanim or Avodim? Kohanim or Avodim is also not a problem. It's not Midin Mechila, it's Midin Tashlam. And he brings a raya for this from a Shivcha. How does he take a Shivcha if it's Midin Mechila? Kohen Gadol Rabba Moser Shivcha Kanainis. The Kuliyama holds that even in Shmuel Maskana. Kedushin Chafal from the base. So how does that work? There's no Mechila in Besurei Chitun. The Kuliyama, the answer is special din in Machur Beisdin. That's part of his payment, that he works as a Kohen and he gets a shivcha, and to serve your Rebbe brings rides from various places that you're allowed to do. Even if you're a Kohen, you get hanah from that, the Taz says. So I hope we get more of an appreciation of the Meshech Chachma. There's a Rav in Bnei Brak named Rav Yitzchak Birch Daskel who sends out a weekly Meshech Chachma email with his parish. He also has a sefer, and he's just expanding the sefer. I'm sure this email will also turn into a sefer. So he's very, very helpful to help understand the Meshech Chachma. It's very, very bekitzer. It's a very bekitzer shtickle Meshech Chachma. But he expands and explains very beautifully. And he shows you the grandeur of the Meshech Chachma. So we should be so chalumma to l'lamid l'shma b'lasas. Well, the kaim is called divrei tzama to l'asa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.